Here they are, one strike away, one out away. 3-2. Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Pitcher Daniel Hudson there striking out Michael Brantley of the Houston Astros. Oh, that thud in the glove. Bringing the Washington Nationals, the beloved Nats, their first ever World Series title. They beat the Astros 6-2 last night in Texas, clinching a seven-game series that saw the away team win every time. That hasn't happened before in any postseason seven-game series, let alone the World Series. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thoughts on the game, highlights?
Well, What you just said, and I want listeners to know, it hasn't happened before in any series, not just in baseball, in any sport. We're talking the NBA. We're talking the NHL. So this was a situation where all the fans of a beloved team pay top dollar and hire a sitter and go out to the ballpark and just see their team lose every day. But if you're a Washington fan, at least you go to a watch party and get the Nationals their World Series. The Nationals came in as a wild card team, and Houston came in as by far the top team in the American League. But the Nationals, after a slow start, showed that they have their special combination, which is excellent, fantastic starting pitching, and some, they usually say timely hitting, but the heart of their order, Rendon and Soto, the 20-year-old Juan Soto, just impossible to get out, and that was all the difference.
Well, that's some of the reasoning, because you mentioned the Astros. They won the World Series in 2017. The Nats were just not doing great. They started the season 19-31 record. For those who don't follow baseball, that 31 is the losses. I mean, how they do this?
This is as far back under 500 as a team has that went on to win the World Series, or I should say, you know, 2 months into the season, they were that far under 500. And they did it because they never deviated from the strength of their team. And with Max Scherzer, who got the start last night, which was a fascinating story because he was supposed to start in game six and he had these back spasms and he literally couldn't put a shirt on. Mm-hmm. And they gave him a cortisone shot. And after 24 hours, he was loose enough to pitch. So you have Scherzer, you have Strasburg, you have the starting pitcher Corbin, who also saw some time. And that was enough. And we're told that this is an age when everything is about the bullpen. Neither one of these teams had great bullpens. Well, they both had great starting pitching, but the Nats were better.
I want to ask you about that because people are asking why the Astros benched what people thought was that team's best pitcher, Cole.
Yeah, Cole, you know, this is something that will be questioned because Zach Greinke, the Astros had an amazing array of arms, and they went out and they added Greinke as, okay, why not, a surfeit of riches. And 80 pitches into the game, he had given up a walk and a solo home run, but he was, as they say, dealing. And yet, I guess A.J. Hinch, the manager, figured he was spent, or this was probably a case of overmanaging. They pull the great Greinke, and then the reliever comes in and gives up a home run to the aging reserve, Howie Kendrick, who puts the ball off the pole, and then the Nationals never look back. It was a bad managerial decision, to be sure.
Well, we always want to say both teams, you got there. You know, and they can take that away from you. And I just love it, Mike Pesca, again, here now, sports analyst, the host of the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Anytime a sports segment can have the word surfeit in it is a good thing. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
It's here and now.